My grandpa kept a box in his attic for over 70 years. It contained his entire experience as a soldier during World War II. These are the letters he sent home. Hello, and welcome to Airmail from Dip.
Dear Mr. and Mrs. Ahlquist, Dip has asked me to write you a short note to lessen any anxiety that you might have because of the fact he hasn't written for a few days. As you know, he started to school last Saturday and has been very busy studying since. It's a tough course and will take practically every minute of his time for the next month. But with the confidence you have in him and the confidence that he has in himself, he shouldn't have very much trouble passing. Yesterday, he had his first full day of classes beginning at 8 a.m. and ending at 6 p.m. Last night, he studied until midnight preparing for today. That will be his schedule for the next month, with the possible exception of weekends, when he will have some time for himself. The box which you sent arrived last Friday. On opening it, he tore the paper protecting the suitcase, so he know what one of his gifts is. However, he is obeying orders and saving the other packages until Christmas Day. He is well pleased with the case and will be able to put it to good use. Our Christmas holiday begins Thursday morning and ends Saturday morning. Rather unusual for the Army. Dip thinks the school will observe the same days, and if so, he will write to you then. So, until he writes, he sends his love and best wishes that you all have a grand holiday season, and, even though he cannot be there in person, I know that his thoughts will be with you. Sincerely, Earl W. Cook, for Dip.
Today's letter from Earl Cook was read by Don Baldwin. Thanks for the help, Don. This project is created by me, Christian Olson, with audio production by my brother Eric at Olson Media. The piano music is performed and arranged by my other brother, Jonathan. For more information, follow along at airmailfromdip.com. And for more photographs, follow Airmail from Dip on Facebook and Instagram.